human rights victory in Eritrea? Could be. There's been red tape, delays, and monkey wrenches, but an important shipment's finally underway. And we'll find out what's really going on behind the scenes of China's underground church. There's more about this story and others in this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In 2002, the Eritrean government closed most churches. Christians started disappearing. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says in 10 years,
thousands of Eritrean Christians have been arrested. They've been put into the jail system or the military prison system. Some of them have been held in shipping containers, literally without running water, without a bathroom, just locked in a shipping container.
The violations have gone unnoticed to much of the world, but hopefully not anymore. The United Nations Human Rights Council just adopted its first ever resolution on Eritrea.
They have reprimanded Eritrea. They have appointed a special rapporteur to monitor the human rights situation in Eritrea and report back to the United Nations Human Rights Council.
It's a step in the right direction to allowing believers more freedom to live and share Christ. Miraculously, the gospel is spreading now, but be praying. Next, the number of Syrians fleeing the government crackdowns nearly doubled last week. On Thursday, the United Nations officer monitoring Syria said violence has reached unprecedented levels. 850 Syrian refugees are crossing the border every night. Many are going to the church for help. The Jesus Film Project hopes to pass out 50,000 Jesus DVDs with aid to refugees, but they need funding. Each Jesus DVD costs less than $5. You can help by going to our website. This is Mission Network News. Remember a while back when we told you about New Tribes Mission dedicating the first airplane of its replacement fleet? That was 2 years ago. Well, the first Kodiak plane is finally on its way. NTM's Jim Sims says it should be leaving U.S. soil July 16th. Destination? Indonesia. Wait a minute. I thought it was headed for Papua New Guinea.
Indonesia has some areas that has not had aviation service in years. We had new believers in some of these areas.
A whole new mission field is opening up in Indonesia, and they need the new, bigger planes more. The redirect meant the ministry ran straight into a field of red tape. It's taken 2 years to get clear of it. Sims says the plane will help clear the way for church planting. It saves missionaries weeks of travel time and lets them get straight to work.
In the day of the smartphone and all of the communication aids that we have, it's hard to imagine that there's still people that have never heard about Jesus, but that is case, and these people are located in some very remote locations.
Meanwhile, it's part two of our China series. Government police recently shut down a Chinese pastor training camp. The Chinese Theological Society isn't registered in China. It was forced to end a training series 2 days early after security officials started harassing them. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says persecution cases in China have increased by 20%.
It's a part of the intimidation process that the Chinese government often uses to try to force the house church Christians into registering.
You may wonder why a church wouldn't want to register with China's government.
There may be some good things going on within the government-controlled churches, preaching a salvation message, but really that is frowned upon by the government. So many I've talked to and over the years are saying that the control of the government is not really a true church and the freedom to be able to preach the whole Bible.
Please pray. And kids with cleft palate are normal kids with some extra challenges, but often suffer isolation because of the way they look. Cure Malawi just partnered with Operation Hope to change that for 21 kids. For a week, the teams work side by side in the surgeries. It's one way to bring the hope of Christ and the hope for community together. Pray that Cure Malawi's medical and evangelistic ministries would grow and that more people would get the physical and spiritual healing they need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.